The presidential spokesperson Koku Anyindo, who says President Mills' credibility in public life is above board, speaking to Radio Ghana on allegations that President Mills also acquired state land when he was a lecturer at the University of Ghana. Mr. Anyindo, who explained that the president bought a parcel of land at Ofanko in the late 70s through the university administration's initiative for all lecturers. According to him, the allegation is baseless and a desperate attempt by the NPP to deceive the electorate.
Certainly not. The MPP obviously is feeling the heat and feeling extremely embarrassed that a fair majority of Ghanaians are awake and alive to the fact that a lot of immoral state and Ghana land acquisitions took place under the watch of President Kufuor. Of course, Cabinet took a very firm decision last week to go ahead with the sale of the number 2 Mungo Street to MPP National Chairman Jacob Pilamte. And so it's just an attempt, you know, a very desperate attempt at equalization. And so President Mills, as lecturer at Legon, acquiring a land in his capacity as lecturer in the late 70s, must be desperately brought to the fore by the MPP and its apparatchiks to want to create the false impression that President Mills also, if he acquired it when he was vice president or when he was IRS boss. The fact of the matter, George, is that in the late 70s, University of Ghana got some parcels of land out of Ofanko, and you and I know what Ofanko used to look like in the 70s. Even today, Ofanko cannot be called a prime area. How then do you compare the purchase of land as a lecturer in 1978 at Ofanko to the purchase of a prime piece of land on the Independence Avenue in 2006-2007, you know, and want to marry these two issues? But of course, it won't fly.
Koku Anyindo, who is the presidential spokesperson.